A year ago, Vice President Joe Biden compared LaGuardia Airport in New York City to, quote, some third world country. Well, yesterday he was in New York to help Governor Andrew Cuomo unveil the plan to rebuild LaGuardia from scratch, which Governor Cuomo has called a terrible front door entranceway to New York. Joining us is Mitchell Moss, director of the Rudin Center for Transportation Policy and Management at New York University. And Professor, why does a major city in America have to have a modern airport, an airport that's competitive with the airports in London or Shanghai?
The United States is a huge continent. We travel by air to go from one city to another. Amtrak serves a small portion of the intercity traffic, as do buses. And so what we've seen today is that the airplane is the way in which most people travel when they're going over 300 miles. And when you want to go anywhere efficiently, you're going to take a plane. We need airports to allow cities to be connected to each other. New York and Los Angeles are very connected in terms of their economy, with technology, with media. So we have a flow of people back and forth. And so the airplane is the way in which people connect from one big region to another. And what we've seen is that some of the smaller towns have lost air service, but the big metropolitan areas are even more dependent upon their airlines and the service they get than ever before.
But why does it make sense for taxpayers to put up money to make the airport a modern, nice airport as opposed to more of a bus station?
Well, people do have choices. If an airport is going to add to delays, it becomes too difficult to come and go, then you're not going to have people wanting to live or even work in that region. Having a modern airport is, in fact, a requirement for major metropolitan area. That's the way in which people come and go. But even goods today, the flowers you're used to getting overnight, the fresh fish, high-value cargo, whether it's a computer chip or others, that's coming in a body of a plane beneath where the passengers are sitting. Air cargo is vital, so you have to have an airport for any region to be competitive.
So why are we so behind in this country on keeping our airports up to date and cutting edge?
Well, I think some of the airports are actually quite up to date. San Francisco International, fabulous airport. Denver has a new airport built on a military base. There has been some vast improvements in many of the airports, and some of them still represent kind of an old-fashioned approach, such as LaGuardia. But around the country, we have seen upgrading of airports, but some of them are tied to the natural geographic limits. You go to San Diego, it's in downtown San Diego, right on the harbor. It can't do very much in terms of expansion. The airports, in fact, are limited by where they were initially placed. London especially. Heathrow is a great airport, but no one who lives around Heathrow wants it to build another runway, which is what it really needs.
The other question I have as we talk about the design of airports and making things more efficient is it appears that a lot of places are going to this model of having a rental car center, that you have to take a train from the terminal to get to the rental car center, which then they'll take you 15 minutes and then you have to wait in line with everybody else. That seems inefficient to me, but that seems like that's the way we're going.
Well, I think you've hit on a key point. The access to the airport, the ground access to the airport, is very, very different from one city to another. So if you're going to certain California cities, if you're going to Orlando, everybody's going there and they're renting a car to get around. That's not the case in New York, where so many people are headed to Manhattan, where they just get in a cab or an Uber and go there. But if you're going to other destinations, particularly resorts, the rental car is the first stop after you get your bags.
Right.
If you have a business airport, that tends not to be the case. Sometimes you go straight to your hotel. So it does, I think, occur more and more that we're putting all the rental cars together in a garage at the edge and you have to use a tram. We're trying to reduce the amount of automobiles at the entrance to the airport. So putting the rental cars further away but easy to get to makes sense.
Well, and part of the plan here with LaGuardia is to have a train connect it more to Manhattan. A lot of people who travel through there probably wonder why that doesn't exist now.
Well, I think even if you put a direct train from the airport, most of the people coming into an airport are going to multiple locations spread around the whole region. And that's why you don't see these trains to the airport as widely used in North America as you might see in Europe. San Francisco, though, has BART. That works very well because so many people coming into San Francisco come into that airport and immediately go downtown or to one of the communities served by BART. So it's important to have a train that gives you connectivity not just to the downtown area, but to other places where people are living and working.
What does it tell you, Mitchell Moss, that it's the year 2015 when the powers that be have finally decided it's time for a new LaGuardia?
Well, I think this is a result of Governor Cuomo recognizing that LaGuardia had been allowed to be neglected for too long. And sometimes it takes a crisis, it takes a breakdown. And I think that when Vice President Biden came to New York a while ago and said he thought it looked like an un-American airport, I think that triggered what had been already the plans to modernize it to make them even better.
That's Mitchell Moss, who is the director of the Rudin Center for Transportation Policy and Management at New York University. Thank you so much, Mitchell Moss.
Thank you.
If you want to see a really modern airport, go to Indianapolis. I'm telling you right now.